In October last year, Seattle got its first electronic bike counter on the Fremont Bridge. It's about 7.5 feet tall and stands like a totem pole, counting bikes and displaying their numbers as they cross.
We're getting 2,000 riders on weekdays still during the last couple of weeks. So even during bad weather, lots of people out on their bikes.
That's Chuck Ayers, the executive director of the Cascade Bicycle Club, which paid for the electronic counter with a private grant from the Mark and Susan Torrance Foundation. The Fremont Bridge is one of the busiest spots in the city for cycling, and this spring the foundation's putting in another electronic counter, this time in South Seattle. Ayers says they chose the Spokane Street Bridge near the Alki Trail for a different reason. It gets a fair number of bike commuters heading into downtown from West Seattle right now. But that number is expected to grow once the Alaskan Way Viaduct rebuild and tunnel are in place, along with big improvements to bike lanes. So they'll get a baseline starting this spring.
And we'll get a chance to see what that type of infrastructure build-out actually does for encouraging people to get on their bikes and ride.
The city of Seattle says they're grateful for the gifts because it allows them to make data-driven decisions about where to put protected bike lanes, for example. Till now, they've had to rely mostly on spot counts. Now that they're getting round-the-clock data, they can more accurately calculate how many people are in fact deterred by rain. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.